Good morning, 710 Brock Hunter.
Yes.
What's up, man?
Let's see. Today, gorgeous day, sunny, high of 78. Tonight, clear, low of 52. Thursday, sunny, high of 80. Friday, sunny, high of 83. Gorgeous.
It's like we're in the islands.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Where's your coconut bikini?
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Aloha.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Never have been. I want to go.
Me neither.
I want to go. Feel like it'd be fun. Mm-hmm. I knew a guy. I worked with a guy down in Springfield who did radio in Hawaii for like 15 years. I'm like, why did you leave?
Oh, are you kidding?
You're in paradise and you're doing radio? Like, folks, I don't know if you know this or not, but Hunter and I's overall workload on a day is pretty minimal. All right?
Yeah.
And that's why we appreciate all the hard work that's done outside of the studio that mm-hmm. you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had a chance to do this job in Hawaii.
Come on.
Can you imagine looking out of your studio, palm trees and blue oceans?
Get off the radio and go surfing?
Gotta be great.
I saw some people surfing yesterday.
You wouldn't. You don't even go in the water here. Like, you know,
I wouldn't, but you would maybe. I don't know.
I would, yeah. I'd fight a shark.
Yeah, shark. I don't know, man. After seeing that lake monster in South Haven, I ain't going in the fresh water.
Let it go. There's no...
Dude, that thing was real.
Lake monster.
Watch the video again.
I've watched it. I've watched
the grainy... You need to watch it
again. I've watched the grainy-ass footage.
I'm telling you.
Over and over, it's nothing.
It lunges into the water.
No, it doesn't.
A fence does not lunge.
No,
dude,
it doesn't.
You go in the water, then.
It's probably a piece of pipe or a piece of sand net, whatever it is. No.
Oh, then jump off the pier in South Haven.
I will.
Will you?
I will, bitch.
We'll be doing the show alone.
Tell you what.
Because it's going to be like, what's that, what's where you get swallowed by the whale?
Jonah
or something?
Jonah, yeah.
You're going to be like Jonah.
Yeah?
You're going to have your lighter inside
Moby
of that
Dick.
Lake. Is it Moby Dick?
Yeah. Moby Dick is...
The dude?
Which one is the whale? You can tell that Hunter and I are very versed in American literature.
It's Jonah, I thought. I don't know.
Now, Jonah's from the Bible.
I know. I think he gets swallowed by the whale.
Yeah, but
he?
Moby Dick. You're kind of being a Moby Dick right now.
I can tell you're sweating.
I'm going to jump in that lake today. I'm going to go up there. I'm going to jump. Like, I'm going to grab that stupid lake monster that you think is there. I'm going to choke. I'm going to grab him by the throat.
Yeah.
I'm going to choke him out.
Are you an action hero?
I'm going to straight up Dalton Roadhouse rip that lake monster's throat right out.
You're going to roundhouse him right in the face.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm going to be underwater. That's how powerful I am. I'm gonna roundhouse him under the water.
He's underwater in tight jeans, and he can still knock people out.
And I'm
going to
get out, and my denim jeans are going to be so tight and wet. All the ladies are going to get pregnant just by looking at me.
And then you're going to be like, you know what? You were right. There is a sea monster.
Yeah, but he's dead. He's dead now. Can we do a morning dump, please?
No.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
What if they pumped a lake monster out of your septic tank?
They probably pump some monsters out of your tank, that's for sure. Knowing you, man.
Yes.
Back in 1987, a company in Florida called... a company in Florida introduced alien abduction insurance policies for their customers. And since then, business has been steady. For about a $20 premium payment, policyholders are entitled to a $10 million payment if they can prove they've been abducted by aliens.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, how do you prove it? A lot of people say they got implants.
Yeah.
I got this little piece of metal implanted.
They probed me. Can you prove that you got probed?
Probed.
By aliens?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. Maybe that's what the guys in Canada were looking for when I would try to get to Canada.
Those are actually aliens. You got probed by aliens, bro.
Canadian aliens.
Canadian aliens.
Yeah.
Bleep borb, eh?
Nice.
Take us to your leader, eh?
Eh?
Do you got any Mabel? Can we go over to Tim Hortons before we go over to see your leader there?
Let me try some of that alien bacon.
Eh?
Eh?
Anyway, I love the fact that people have bought this alien abduction insurance.
Hey, come on, man.
You probably have it on your plan, don't they?
No, I'm stupid, but not that stupid.
Right up there, but not quite.
Not quite that stupid.
Lastly, apparently, according to a new survey, only 4% of women say, I love you first.
Really?
The other 24 out of 25 women want to hear the guy say it first. Did you say it first to you, your lovely wife? Or did she say,
Hunter, I don't know, man. That was a while ago.
Hunter, I love you. I'm trying to remember. I don't know if I said it first or if Kiki said it first.
I can't remember. I really don't remember.
It was probably Kiki. She was already one of my groupies down there. Mm-hmm. And I think that was like the first thing she ever said to me. Oh, my God, I love you.
Yeah, we've been together for, what, eight and a half years?
God, I can't remember who said it first.
Well, I've been saying elephant you the whole time.
Elephant?
Just in case.
Technically, and actually when you got married, you had your fingers crossed.
Right.
Doesn't count.
It was hard to put the ring on.
That's right. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Could you uncross your fingers? That's what Elvis asked me.
Other areas where women don't mind taking lead. 90% of women will reach out to someone first on a dating app. 14% have asked for a guy's number. 24% will regularly offer to pay on the first date. 15% will initiate a first kiss. 12% will initiate sex for the first time. Now, I did kiss. I initiated the first kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I honestly cannot remember who said I love you first.
Yeah.
Kiki, if you're listening.
I think the first time we slept in a bed together, we slept on opposite sides. Back to back.
I was like fully clothed the first time Kiki and I did.
Me too.
Yeah, because I wanted to be a gentleman.
Me too.
Like, no, I like this girl. I'm not going to straight up just, you know, whip it out and be like, all right, let's do this. You know, I was a gentleman. I waited till the second
night.
To do
right,
that.
Yeah.
Right. So, ladies, don't be afraid to say it if you're feeling it. I know you could get burned, but it's okay. Guys like hearing it. You know what? Guys like hearing compliments too. I'm gonna go out and say this too. Guys like compliments. We like being told we look nice in that shirt. We like being told our beard looks good.
Or just ixnay all of that and initiate sex all the time.
That's true, too.
Because they never do.
That's true, too.
Come on, ladies.
That's nice. We're not going to say no. At least I'm not going to.
Just one time, grab your man by the shirt and be like, hey, we're going.
Grab him by something else.
Hey.
Ah! Ow!
You know?
It's not a leash!
I want to get personal.
No, get out of there. What? No, go ahead. Get personal.
Go ahead. Does she ever initiate it?
What, Kiki?
Yeah.
Oh, all the time.
Does she?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not more than me, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah. That's, you know, like I said, she's banged half the continent, so...
God,
she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Damn.
She's worldly. She knows what she wants.
That's your wife,
she
dude.
Takes it. Hey, I love her for all her flaws.
Yes.
And her good stuff. Honey, I'm kidding. I love you. And I know it's only been like an Irishman and a...
Oh, my God. Good thing you got a remote today.
I know, because she's going to murder me.
The Morning Dub. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock